use it. Now, if a dog is laying down, I'll use watch them, you know, because they just lay there. You never know what it might get on his mind. I just watch him, you know. He talks to somebody, they say he won't bite you, and still I watch him too.
Yeah. Okay. Now, somebody came to your house to see you, and you met the person in the yard, or they came to see your husband, and you might say, well, no, he's not. You'd say what? He's not
at home.
Yeah.
He's not here right now.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if someone is going away from you, you say they're coming straight.
Toward you.
Uh-huh. Okay. When you went into town, say, to see somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time, you didn't go into town to see him, but you came home and you were telling your husband later on, you say, well, I wasn't looking for him, I just kind of...
glanced from across the street and I holler, hey, that guy.
Yeah.
That's the most of it.
Or you say, I wasn't looking for her, I just
run into her.
Run into her when I was in town. Yeah. Now, you said you have a child, right?
Right.
Who did you name the child from?
I named him after my brother-in-law.
You did?
Right. That's my husband didn't like his name.
Really?
His name is Isaiah, and he said that was one of him was enough. So
okay.
I named him after my brother-in-law.
All right. Now, let me ask you about some of the animals that you knew about on the farm. The male in a herd of cattle was a
heifer.
Okay, or the big one was a what they called him, a big old
a bull.
Okay. Yeah. Now, a little one when it's first born is a what?
Calf.
Yeah. When a cow is gonna say. Was gonna expecting the calf, you'd say Daisy's gonna say she's name is Daisy. You'd say Daisy's gonna
hatch in the day now.
She's gonna hatch her.
Right.
You ever hear folks saying come fresh or anything like that?
Yeah, my mother talked about that. But we mostly just said she's gonna hatch.
Okay. So. All right. Now, what did you call the male horse?
A steward.
Okay. Did you ever used to ride horses?
Very seldom.
Yeah. You know how to do it?
Yeah. But most of we rode them, you know, rode them bareback. Just hop up there and catch up to the hair on his neck.
Okay. Now the female was a, they call it what?
A mare.
Yeah. But you did that a lot. You didn't do that too much. You never?
No. They hardly fool around that much with them.
Okay. Now, if you couldn't stay on, you say, I fell.
I fell off.
Off of?
Off of the horse or something.
Now, say a little child went to sleep in his bed and he found himself on the floor in the morning, say, I must have.
Fell off
the bed.
Roll off one.
Okay. Did you ever, when y'all had horses, did you see the things they would put on the horse? Would y'all ever play that game, you know?
Pin it down.
That you, these would be on the horse's feet and you take them and...
play horseshoe.
Yeah. What would you do?
You usually have a stick about 20 yards off from you and take a horseshoe, take it by the heel of it.
Yeah.
And you come out better than just pitch it, aim it for that little stick.
Yeah.
And we, you know, used to mark it out 10, 20 feet, you know, how far it's off from, you know, that's how many points. And you usually went up to 100. First person win, you know.
Yeah. Emma, did you ever see him put these on horses?
Nah.
They would nail them into his what?
See, up in that little hook part of his feet.
Okay. They put one on all four hooks.